See, here's what's happening, and I'm sorry, but you won't believe me, but I'm telling you it's the truth. And until you wake up to it, they're going to keep winning. You're in a system. You're born in a system, whether it's bloodline or culture line. Bloodline or culture. And so that system has been telling you how to think and what to think via the news, the TV, the media. They're doing it in China. They're doing it in every nation. They're telling you how to think. They send you to school to get you to think according to whatever they want you to think in school. You think, well, it was only Hitler that did it, or you think it was only Mao that did it. No, it's happening in every nation. And also, they're bombarding you with media and TV and news and everything under the sun. We went to the moon. We did this. We shot down a balloon or whatever it is. You're being bombarded every day with propaganda for the devil. Everything that you've learned in the school system, in the media, the movies. See, they're bombarding you on every side. They're attacking your mind. There's this underground network, Tor network, with the thoughts. They bombard you to dream. They bombard you to think a certain way. The witches, the warlocks, the demons, they're all attacking the saints. If you're asleep, they got you where they want you. But those who wake up, see, if you're asleep to what I'm saying, you're just part of the, you're like a proxy war to your neighbors. If you're asleep and you're just talking about football, basketball, this, that, and the other, you're doing a proxy war against everybody around you, trying to get you to talk about football, basketball, hockey, bowling, pool, whatever. Now, don't get me wrong, sports are good for a season, but it's to teach you how to get along with people, you know, and play fair down here. But you're being bombarded with thoughts, microwave stuff. I mean, you're just being bombarded all the time, is what I'm trying to tell you. And so your thoughts are not even your own. Until you wake up, you get in the Word, you rightly divide it, you get into the mind of Christ. I told a preacher this one time when I first got saved. I said, the Bible says to bring every thought captive to the mind of Christ. He said, if you try to do that, you'll drive yourself crazy. He said that. And this is supposed to be a really good preacher. Was supposed to be like a fundamental independent Baptist. If you try to do that, you'll drive yourself crazy. Well, if you don't do it, you'll go crazy. Because the world system is bombarding you. Maybe he didn't understand how serious this warfare is. When he said it to me, he's probably my age now when he said it, so he should have known. But he's so caught up with the system himself that he can't see it. He's so tied into his Baptist association that they're just speaking according to some kind of association, some kind of seminary teaching, that they can't think outside the box, you know. You really believe that the history of America is accurate? I don't think so. Do you really believe that everything they told you is accurate? No. I was just going to Home Depot, and I was turning. I looked over to my left, and there's this black guy scratching his eye with his middle finger, you know, rubbing his eye with his middle finger. It's like, why are you running on a program, man? Why are you, I don't know you. Why are you prejudiced? Because you're running on a program. You believe the lies. It doesn't matter if it's a white guy, black guy, Asian, whatever. People are running on programs. And those programs are real. And they're deep. And most people will never escape it. They will never escape the program. They think they're free, but they're not. It really blows your mind when you wake up to what's really happening. People are being brainwashed from a child, and their thoughts are not even their own. Think about your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about all day. Where did that come from? Did you do that? Did YouTube do it? Did NASA do it? Did school system do it? Did the media? Did the news? You know, these people who watch these sports shows, they just mimic what the sports guy's saying. And they're all sitting there talking about, well, this quarterback and this defensive lineman, blah, blah, blah. They have this many points and blah. And I'm sitting here thinking, you can remember all that, but you can't memorize the Bible? You can't rightly divide the word of truth? It's what you focus on. It's what you focus on. What you focus on. They really think that that's important? How many yards he threw this pass? Unless you're gambling on it. Unless you're gambling, you don't really need to know all that stuff. Wasted life is what it comes down to. If you're not in the Word, it's a wasted life. Your thoughts are just a waste.